Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in.
Come on, good morning, get up. Good morning, wake up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yeah, Kansas City, it's time to hustle and shine. Brian B. Shining, reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 79. Currently, it is 56. Light rain in KCK.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this National Siblings Day?
Oh, I love my siblings to death. Jared, John, Lisa, I don't know what I'd do without you. Seriously, man, love my siblings. That makes me feel good. And we got a cousin or maybe a sister from another mister. We got Keith Peterson coming on the show talking Juneteenth KC.
Can't wait to talk about that. Gas cars, you know we got them on deck for you, courtesy of Grand Hustle Records and T.I. The morning gossip goes down at your 23s. Gucci Mane then dropped a diss record, but it sound more like a witness statement.
Girl, what's going on?
Oh, that ain't going to sit well in the hip-hop community. We got your motivation on the way in 10 minutes. It's Friday. It's the weekend. You're hustling, shining on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwback.
Hot 103 Jams.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
To make progress, get involved. Take a hands-on approach. Dig into the details. Work to develop an effective plan for moving forward. Then put sustained effort into implementing that plan. Observation and speculation have their place, yet they must result in real-world actions that make a difference. Don't merely announce what you think will be the best thing to do. Invest yourself in setting it up and getting it done. There's no shortage of people who are eager to stand on the sidelines and shout out advice, but someone needs to get in the game. Take on the various challenges and fulfill the unique opportunities of the situation. Be the person who is ready and willing to do that. Get yourself involved and enjoy the satisfaction of making good things happen. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
6:25 on your time. It's a high of 79. Currently, it is 56. Light rain at Swope Park. In the media world, it seems like there's always a bankruptcy or a cancellation. Sherry Shepherd talks about her disappointment over her show's cancellation.
So many people have called and written to tell me how much of an impact this show made. Thankful that I got to live a dream for 4 years. Yeah. But let me tell you something. I'm from the Shepherds of Chicago. We don't go down without a fight.
So, yeah, no, that's right.
Yeah.
She's not the only one that has faced some cancellations, but there are still good shows that are out there. Jennifer Hudson, her show, has faced no cancellations, but it happens. I'm sure Sherry Shepherd will show up in other forms, and I believe she was just in Kansas City, or she will be in Kansas City sometime very soon.
They're not canceling Jennifer Hudson's show because of that walkthrough.
Yeah, no, facts. You got to make your show. You know, it's politics and all, everything else. But yeah, that's exactly another good reason. Other news, Wale. Now, I know you have mixed feelings about Wale.
Oh, they're not mixed. Y'all know where I stand.
You have certain feelings about Wale. Now, over in Britain, we talk about Tiny Desk a lot over here. But they got their own version, the BBC Radio Extra Live Lounge. And Wale covered Music Soul Child's Just a Friend. Take a listen and let us know, was it a hit or a miss?
Here we go. Girl, I know
this might seem strange. Let me know.
Stop.
If I'm out of order for stepping to you.
Oh my God.
I've been watching you for a while. I just gotta let you know.
He leading us in prayer or something?
Digging your style. Plus, I had to know your name.
So it's a no for you, B?
It's a hell no. It's a you skitting and scatting? Is that what you're doing now?
The funniest thing is, it's just some songs that's like, Wale's not a singer. Let's start there.
Yeah, Wale, so why are you doing this?
That's what I'm saying. So it's just not in it. But it sound like Wale. Like you Wale'd a song. Like he kind of does more spoken word than singing. That's his vibe to me. So.
Hell no.
There's that. That's
trash.
That's the board of gossip right here on Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Trash.
Go ahead and finish it. I thought you.
Nah, I played the wrong one. I should have played this one.
Of R&B. Ribs and barbecue. Rocks and blunts. He ain't the king of R&B.
That's how y'all be sound like on That's My Jam, too.
Hey, don't do the cousins like that. Hey, you ain't lying. You are not lying. Stupid.
Yo, this would be the one them called Tech N9ne. And when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jams.
Shout out to T.I. We got those gas cars coming your way with That's My Jam in the 8 o'clock hour and WNBA coming to Kansas City. We got some tickets for you for that, too.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is stay tapped in and hustle and shine in the morning. So, D, it seems like this stadium saga could finally be coming to an end. Mayor Quinn Lucas introduced legislation authorizing the city to work with the Kansas City Royals on a comprehensive set of agreements to keep the team in the town and bring a new downtown ballpark to the heart of the city. The legislation authorizes the city manager to enter into a binding term sheet, lease, and development agreements for the design, construction, and operation of a new stadium, office tower, and supporting infrastructure in and around Washington Square Park and Crown Center. So if you're unfamiliar with this area, it's right across the street, literally, from the Western Crown Center and across the street from Union Station.
Mm-hmm.
Right there off of Main, or not Main, right there off of Grand Boulevard.
Yeah.
And it'll stretch all the way over to where Union mm-hmm. Station is. So it look, I talked with Mr. Eric West, and he's been covering this for, you know, since they announced that they've been trying to get a new stadium.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we always thought that Washington Square Park was a really tight fit, and it is. It's going to be
right.
It's going to be tight.
Yeah.
Building that stadium there, y'all prepare yourselves, because the construction in that area is going to be crazy. If this all happens to pass through or whatever. Mm-hmm. So this proposed downtown baseball district, it represents $1.9 billion investment in our future in a town. So the city would commit up to $600 million through bonding, finance, primarily through economic activity from the stadium and surrounding development. And this remains a part of the Kansas City Parks and Recreation System. So it sounds like the city is going to own that part still of Kansas City mm-hmm. instead of the Royals owning that part.
Yeah.
And then through the Show Me in Sports Investment Act in Missouri, they're going to fund up to 50% of the qualifying stadium cost. So it sounds like the taxpayers are not going to be on the hook for this.
Which is a big concern.
It was, definitely. That's why I got voted down 2 years ago. Here's Mayor Lucas on what we can expect from a new Royal Stadium downtown.
I think this hits a nail on the head of everything that they said. You know, the message I go way back to, if you're in the mid-2020s, Mr. Sherman, I sent what I thought was a very good letter to the community about why they're evaluating downtown. And all the things that were mentioned then is true today. You want to be in the center of a region. Frankly, and why I think this is, of the deals that we've been talking about over recent months, this is one of the best. You're in the core of the city. You're the heart of any convention. You're the heart of any flyover shot. You're next to residential population that has been booming over the last 30 years. You're next to public transportation and infrastructure. You know, for better or worse, I know some people don't like downtown, but literally every highway in the region comes in and out of downtown Kansas City. This is central to our region. This isn't an edge. This isn't everybody hopping on I-70 after a football game, which may happen on either side of the metro, by the way. This is something that I think is great for Kansas City and the Kansas City region. It allows us to compete with other downtowns. And I will say this to you. This isn't just about baseball. This is about a venue that is going to be doing work more than 300 days a year, a venue that's now going to be part of all of our pitches here in Kansas City government. And I think it's going to bring more excitement and energy to downtown, which is good for our region long term.
Yeah. When I asked Mayor Q about this on opening day, he sounded optimistic then, so this makes a lot of sense on why he sounded the way he did.
Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. Oh, and the Royals' new City Connect uniforms.
The reveal happened.
Them. Yeah, they got a little purple tone to it, a little, you know, sky blue to
them, huh?
I like it. I think I'm going to get
me one. A little
pizzazz. Yeah, a little bit.
A little sprinkle, a little sass, yeah.
It's the Popper. Active on Hot 103 Jams in the morning. We glow, we grind with hustle and shine. You hear me?
It's been a major topic of conversation in the town as the Kansas City, Missouri City Council yesterday passed single-shot liquor sale ban in certain neighborhoods. And D, outside of that decision in at City Hall, the business owners was not too happy.
Extremely disappointed. I mean, this ordinance will do nothing to help the problems we're having.
They keep talking about blight. They keep incorporating that there's no economic value there or dollars there. Well, that's not a business owner's problem.
Yikes. Hate to hear that coming from somebody who owns a business in our neighborhoods, but certain businesses in those areas will not be allowed to sell distilled spirits of 200 millimeters or less with 35% more alcohol content, which includes half pints, nips, minis, shooters, airplane bottles, or malt beverages and beer sold in containers of 40 ounces or less, according to the ordinance. So this affects the Prospect Avenue Southeast, Independence Ave, Midtown, Central Business District, and Blue Ridge corridors. They have all been identified as the retail alcohol impact areas based on the community input and public safety data per press release from the city. And here's Councilwoman Melissa Robinson talking about it.
Staff came back and said, if you really want to address some of the root causes of the nuisances that are happening on those corners, you really need to regulate the alcohol.
It's liquor stores now, but it could be another kind of small business. And if municipalities start targeting certain neighborhoods with certain ordinances, I don't think that's good for small businesses. I think it would put them out of business. And so that's why I felt it necessary to take action at the state.
I would encourage him to come.
See, Mayor Lucas at the end saying he would encourage him to come to Kansas City and talk to the, you know, people in the neighborhoods that this is being affected by, instead of somebody, you know, at the state level trying to make decisions for people he don't even know or communities he hasn't even been to. So this fight ain't gonna stop, y'all. This is not gonna be the last that we hear about this. They're gonna fight this ordinance.
Yeah, looking forward to see what happens with it.
Wanda, stand up. This is Tez Carter. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams. And don't forget to slam that Z.
Love to all the cousins that's tapping in through the Hot 103 Jams app. Love and appreciate you for that. Hey, shout out to the cousins that's looking at us live on our Facebook stream, on YouTube stream, or on Twitch. We love and appreciate you for sure. And shout out to the cousins listening the old school way. You're driving right now in this rain. Y'all calm down.
Yeah, please slow down.
Wherever you are, 635, 35, 435, 71, downtown loop, Turner Diagonal, the Grandview Triangle, wherever you are, please be safe and arrive alive wherever you're going. And just know that thank you for making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a part of your daily morning routine. We know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world, cousin.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Shout it's out. That time for that roll call, D.
You already know. It's that Hustle and Shine roll call.
Come on.
Shout out to my Duke, Sharita Camp. Send us some love over to Hutchinson, Kansas. Big love to Carmenard. Hey, cousin. Grand Rising and happy Friday. And Siblings Day to Lil Bro Vance, Dania. Have a great gloomy day, Spark and White L. Shout out to hubby, Carlton King. Your baby said, love you, baby. Have a wonderful day. That was over from Cheek King.
It's going to be a good night tonight.
Sound like it, don't it? Shout out to Big Sister Nicole, listening from South Carolina. Love you. Major shout out to our cousins all around the country. Stacey Roberts, Mr. Sepp, Shonda Bailey. Big love to University Academy and the staff and the teachers over there. Happy Friday, Whitney Tubbs. Good morning to sisters Lucy, Carissa, Denisha. One of our cousins said they got 9 siblings.
Oh,
sorry, I can't mention all of y'all. But she said, shout out to my brother, Rudy Rowe. I love you, bro, from Ashley. Anastasia Jackson, hey, cousin. Minion Israel, hey, DD.
Hey.
Stacy Davis, Richers, always. We appreciate the love, per usual, cousins. All day, every day. And Brandon Blake on that Twitter side, we appreciate you for holding it down. Real quick, shout out. I know we both got some shout outs. Go ahead and throw some. Shout out to the Raytown School District.
Yeah.
I had a chance to be the keynote speaker yesterday.
Coach Nody, what's up, man?
Yeah, major shout out to Nody. 2026 Sparkle Empowerment Conference. We had a great conversation. I got a chance to also teach some of the girls how to DJ. So they got a chance to actually touch a DJ controller for the first time and just kind of play the music that they like. Big love to Carrie Hawkins, Aubrey, Iyana, Madison, Kamari, Leela, and one of the young ladies that I actually have a basketball that I do in my speech. She asked me for the basketball and for me to sign it. And I was like, how you want me to take my, you want me to take my basketball? But I was like, you know what, little cousin, you got it. This is yours. So shout out for her as well. And Tanya Crompton, thank you for the invitation, per usual.
That's what's up. So yesterday, D, I had a chance to host a fundraiser event for the CASA and Johnson and Wyandotte counties, mm-hmm. the Promise of Hope. Astra Gardner, the CEO, also Northwest Missouri State alumni, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Shout out to Astra for having me out there. We're going to be doing some work with them on Hustle and Shine, bringing awareness to, kid bullying. Mm-hmm. Also, child abuse, things like that. So we will be working with them. And shout out to Astra. I appreciate y'all having me, man.
TMG, the Morning Gossip, is the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
725, high up 79. Currently, it is 53 at the Shops on Blue Parkway. Lord, Gucci Mane then hopped in the booth, seemingly responding to Pooh Shiesty following allegations that Pooh orchestrated an armed robbery and kidnapping of Gucci Mane over a contract dispute.
Like a real crash diamond. Hey. And after all that, boy, you still signed to me?
Wow.
I'm like Birdman, good, this my cash money, and your fat ass flanky, he a stone cold junkie. You know I got my bread up, I always keep my head up. Tell the truth, you went out like a real crash setup. I thought it was a business meeting, but it was a setup. I walk in the room, you can feel the pressure building.
I just feel like there's so much to unpack here. I'll just leave it at this right here. If you know the history of Gucci Mane, know the history of Gucci and Jeezy, or know just, if you just know Gucci Mane, I've just watched a video the other day of him talking about how he used to rob people. That was that was what he was known for in the streets. So for you to then get on this record and basically be like, yeah, I it doesn't make sense to me. Because what are you doing?
Getting involved in something he don't need to be involved
in.
Gucci Mane is all of 40 plus years old. Rapping is his business. I get it.
For sure. That's cool.
But at some point, you have to be a real bona fide boss. And I feel like he's dragging himself down to where Pooh Shiesty and them is. Like I feel like he's advanced to where he's a CEO and record label owner. You got to carry yourself different.
Let's be honest. He's been that. So
it's Gucci. This is him.
Exactly.
This is what he do. This is, this is right down his alley.
If you live this lifestyle, you're not just a regular civilian.
But then
you be in this.
But he also wrote that book talking about how he was, paranoid and stuff all the time.
Yeah.
This ain't finna help, dog. he got to advance, dog. He got to go to another level in his life and ignore this type of ignorance.
Yeah, going to a new level is important. That's perfect for Judge Mathis and his wife, Linda. Sounds like they've been getting better. Their divorce is officially dismissed, and TMZ actually caught up with Judge Mathis and his wife.
Uh-oh.
That's not for television. We kiss all the time, y'all. We're doing well. You know, I think what happens is sometimes in life, God has to break you down to lift you up and put you on another mission.
He ain't lying.
Glad they figured it out, but hopefully they stay there in that space.
This Malachi Ross, 13-time national champion, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
We're talking Juneteenth with one of our favorite cousins in the building. She came, we got her up out of her sleep, D.
Early.
The bright teeth, that bright, beautiful smile is here. We're talking Juneteenth. with Makita Peterson. She's a queen of Juneteenth here in Kansas City. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm so excited to be here and have the opportunity to speak to y'all. Got through this rainy weather and just happy to talk about what Kansas City is going to be doing in June, because it's going to be an amazing year for sure. So I'm excited.
And it's the 15th year anniversary. So congratulations to you. But how does that feel?
It's a feeling. It definitely is a look back at where we came from and our roots, and even those festivals that didn't go right were breaking down and like, oh my God, this is, am I going to do this again? And versus we're here now, and with what the district is doing and what the city is doing, it's definitely like it's a wow moment for me for sure.
Key, I love the fact that your family is so connected to Kansas City and Juneteenth. Can you talk briefly about the history with that?
For sure. My father is Horace Peterson III. He passed away in 1992, but he was the founder of the Black Archives of Mid-America, the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, and the American Jazz Museum. He was really the pioneer of 18th and Vine, and brought the celebrations to Juneteenth in the early 80s when I was a child. So he saw what they were doing in Texas and across the nation, and you know, wanted to bring it back, partnered with institutions like the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art to bring the actual Emancipation Proclamation to Kansas City, which was a huge feat during his time. And just has really been an advocate for just cultural preservation and just uplifting Kansas City at all times.
We're talking Juneteenth with Makita Peterson, the queen of Juneteenth, here on Hustle and Shine in the morning. Now, let's talk about the first things first, the Miss Juneteenth pageant.
Yes.
It's coming up next month. Give us the deets.
May 31st at the Gym Theater. We are super excited. We have 24 beautiful young ladies that are currently going through workshops every Saturday. We do things like go to City Hall and meet our council representatives, learn what it's like to be part of your city council meetings and be a city advocate. We also do an etiquette brunch. We're excited to have our friend Deanna come back in and hang out with us and feed into the girls and pour into them. And then they're just fundraising and just learning about public speaking, how to interview and how to present themselves on stage. We partner with like the Natalie M Studio to provide them with gowns. So it's a full scale and all-inclusive program just for the young ladies.
And then after that, on June 6th, you have the cultural parade.
Yes, and we're excited. We're bringing Flagboy Jizz all the way from New Orleans to lead the parade.
Yes, I saw that. Ooh, oh, that's going to be fun.
We're going to be bopping. I'm so excited. And it's going to be a great time. Applications are now out, so we're looking for registration. So please apply, get those groups in. Motorcycle clubs, families are allowed to enter in and be entries. But just trying to fill the parade procession so that we have a long line and we're going down into 18th and Vine showing what our cultural pride looks like.
I'm going to get a Corvette. Yeah. I'm going to get a Corvette for the weekend and roll through.
Get you a Jeep. Get you one of them Jeeps.
She is so boozy for that.
I will. And I'm going to roll on through at 2 miles per hour.
Represent and have it be announced at the stage. And we also, people that enter in personally, we actually acknowledge them and they're eligible for an award as well. So everyone's welcome to represent themselves, their culture, and their pride.
I want to dip back into Miss Juneteenth pageant real quick, because I've seen firsthand the experience that you give these young ladies. And everything you said, they get it to a T. But I think one of the most important things is the winner. They get to represent Kansas City in Galveston, in Texas.
Yes, well, we engage them into their programming. They have tours that they do in the city, and we meet other young ladies that have competed. So it's just a way for us to have that national exposure and that national reach. And then we engage them all throughout the year in Kansas City. So we try to find ways for them to have public appearances, engage with volunteer efforts, and just find ways, again, for them to be visible and be present and use their voices.
Now, also attached to Juneteenth, KC, is what I consider the big finale, the 2026 Juneteenth KC Heritage Festival, which a lot of businesses are excited for.
Oh, we're exploding this year. This year, I mean, we bring out already naturally about 200 vendors, over 20,000. But this year is the same day as the World Cup game, which is significant with the amount of traffic. We're playing Curacao that day, which is an Afro-Caribbean country. So we're definitely anticipating them to be very interested in what the African-American experience is, especially when it comes to freedom. They were actually a Dutch port, so they celebrate Juneteenth. So there's a cultural awareness that we're able to really tie into to draw them in for them to see. Of course, they're going to go see the game, but earlier that day they'll be touristing, they'll be wanting to know what's going on, and we're a free festival for the community that are celebrating a huge significant period in American history. So it's going to be a natural draw. So many will be coming out. So for businesses, our vendors, our people that are trying to get their brand out, this is a great opportunity for visibility. Yes. And applications are still available online. We haven't gone up in price, even though we've dropped our headliners, so we're still being affordable. We do payment arrangements, so it's the time to really get in there and make some great money. Our vendors, they make, I'm mad I can't have a booth. I really am.
You think you Google Fiber? We charge the same price since 2012.
I've seen that billboard. My bank account don't feel like it.
You got Common coming to Juneteenth in Kansas City. Key, how'd you pull that off?
Prayer. And patience. It's all about patience, especially dealing with this talent and these agents. You just got to be patient and find the perfect fit for you. But I'm so excited. You got them. I've been practicing.
You getting ready. You look like you was about to get started.
I ain't going to give it to you quite yet. I'm going to wait.
And you also have Akeem Ali, and he's been doing some big things.
Akeemi Casanova, the smoothest.
He's smooth, ain't he?
And then he's got his personality, his flair. He is himself, and he's, again, same conscious. You know, he's talking about something when he raps, you know, and he's fly. You know, he's the smooth guy. I mean, he reminds me even too of a hip-hop Michael Jackson. I mean, he's that smooth. So I'm excited to have him for sure. And they're all wanting to see Kansas City and see what we bring out and come and feel the show.
Well, I'm excited for Juneteenth. I got everything on my calendar already.
Yeah, man. Put it in your Apple calendars, your Outlook calendar, all the calendars, so you don't forget JuneteenthKC.com. Juneteenthkc.com, so you can check out the entire list of everything that's going on, including Common coming to Kansas City. That's on the 20th or the 19th?
He'll be here. Well, it's the 19th and the 20th, but the official show is the 20th.
There it is. Makita Peterson, thank you so much for putting on Juneteenth every single year. Sometimes it can be a thankless job, because when things are expected of you, when you do great things all the time, that is just the standard. But I want to let you know that the standard has been surpassed, and you keep surpassing that line every single year. Juneteenth gets bigger and better, and we love and appreciate you for keeping our culture alive in our city.
Yes.
I love y'all, too. It's all about us, and that's all it is every day. Thank you.
We appreciate you.
Have a good one.
What's good, y'all? It's the Sovereign Man himself, the Royal Chief. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
D, you ready to get in the booth?
Let's do it.
All right, man. Let's go, man. Let me get this instrumental started. Come on.
Grab me a little bit of OJ. No added sugar. Shout out to the cousin on the live stream.
Come on.
Get up and get out. It's a Friday. Weather keeps on changing, so it's rainy today. But Hustle Shine got you always. Uh-huh. Have a safe weekend, and we'll talk Monday.
Okay. Kicking things off with Hustle and Shine in the streets at KC Defenders Hygiene Resource Drop-Off. Yo, 5547 Troop is going down tomorrow. They need toothbrushes, toothpaste, bar soap, lotion, feminine hygiene items, any of those items, baby wipes, razors, etc. Anything that you need to take care of yourself, they need it at KC Defenders Hygiene Resource Drop-Off. 5547 Troops going down tomorrow.
Now, what else you got going on, or at least that's going on around the town after that, B?
Man, Just Got Real podcast. Shout out to Stacey Williams. I appreciate you. And the Walker Foundation's Shades of Identity panel. I will be on that. Getting a little personal with some of the cousins in the town. I can't wait for that.
I love that. Can't wait to hear about it. Also, if you want to get your laugh on the Funny Bone, you already know Country Wayne will be in the building. We talk to him here on Hustle and Shine in the morning. So excited to see what he brings to the town.
And then I'm doing Washington High School. Hey, I'm coming to your prom. We're going to rock it out.
He going to pull up on ya.
We're going to make some memories. That's going down Saturday. And then immediately after that prom, R&B shining live at In Good Company. Oh, yeah. We're getting sexy Saturday night, baby.
Period.
Once again, it's on. The best R&B vibes in Kansas City goes down at R&B Shining Live.
Yeah, for once, I'll be chilling until Sunday. It's about me and Bae's anniversary weekend. So we're going to do a little better. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
Outside of that, Sunday, I'll be at the Layla Lounge. It depends on how you want to call it. The Layla or the Lila. Either way, we going to be there. Major shout out to Els, Corey, Nick Davis, and Asia. I'll be DJing. It's going to be R&B vibes, B-side records too. Oh, I'm so excited for this.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's your schedule for the weekend. But Kansas City, we got one more thing for you, please.
One more thing.
Whatever you do, be safe, be calm, be cool. But the one thing you don't need to do is...
Don't be an idiot.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
825, high of 79. Currently, it is 55. First, guys. At the Hickman Mills Middle School. Singer Akon speaks on Chris Brown and said early on in Chris's career, He had the wrong people around him.
Brown could have been like higher than
he was supposed to be our generation Michael Jackson. I think where he is now is a lot better. Had he had this management system today that he had back then, he probably could have made it to that point.
Okay, he's right, I think, in a sense. But we gotta let go of the notion of this era's Michael Jackson or what. He's this era's Chris Brown. Yes. He's his own person, exactly. He's his own man. And we gotta let go of some eras and expect those eras to transition into another era. Beyonce is her own person, Chris Brown is his own person, and Michael Jackson was his own person at his own time. Yes. So I'll be over that conversation.
Let's pack that conversation up. I'm for so real. Happy you said it. That was the first thing I said. Other news, according to TMZ, Offset questioned the paternity of Cardi B's youngest child.
Oh, that's
and
so lame.
Brought it up during their ongoing divorce case. Now, court docs show that the Jada judge denied Offset's request for a DNA test for one of Cardi's kids, but did approve a paternity test for another child on February 25th, 2026. TMZ reports that the paperwork doesn't list exact birth dates, but one child is described as a newborn, which lined up with Cardi giving birth to her son, baby Brim, in November 2025. The last child Cardi and Offset had together was their daughter, Blossom, in 2024. Now, that part makes sense to me. The one that was in November 2025, that seems to be, I believe their marriage was still active at that time. The idea is that is her child with Stefan Diggs, but I guess he's questioning for it, and it sounds like a judge approved that portion, but not the other kid.
This be the bad part about relationships and stuff, because I'm sure Cardi in 2016 or 2017 or whatever, when she first started messing with Offset,
we told her not to do it.
Did she see this version of him like later on? Mm-hmm. Like, do you expect the person you be with to act this lame?
Yeah, probably
and,
not.
And
yeah.
Like it's like, and now you look at somebody totally different.
Absolutely.
Now you are not the same person to me. Like, have I see you now and I see all the bull crap that you do and how lame you're willing to go to make somebody else look bad. You look like a totally different person.
You ain't wrong, King. You are not wrong. That's why
crazy.
It's always, I know we say this and it's very hard to do, but be careful with who you have kids with.
Period.
And people do change after kids too. So there's that.
You ain't lying.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Aries season. Happy birthday to those ambitious, adventurous, and impulsive Aries.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to stand-up comedian and actor. A happy birthday to Orlando Jones. A big happy birthday to rapper, record producer, singer, actor, and DJ, and a member of one of the best hip-hop groups ever. Happy birthday to Q-Tip. And last but not least, sending some major birthday love to singer, songwriter, and record producer. He's won 11 Grammys and given us nothing but classics. Happy birthday to Babyface.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Shalice Nicole, Kyla Castle, and Thalia Cherry. Happy birthday, Sharita Hayward, Tommy Avery, and everybody else born on April 10th. Happy birthday, Aries. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Janice.
Hey, Jenny. What you doing on this gloomy Friday?
Just dropped daughter off at school. How about y'all?
Yeah, we all right. We just wondering
y'all
what
y'all getting us turned this morning.
Trying
always.
To
always
you know, trying to get on your nerves a little bit. What flavor air freshener you got in that car?
I got some Royal Pine.
What that smell like?
Whatever that is,
she don't know.
Tropical, maybe? I don't know. All right, cousin. Look, we got a gas card we want to hook you up with, but you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready?
Yes, I am.
Buy onion the good and throw the juice. I ain't Hollywood. I come from the hood. I'm used to it. If your rear view shaking, and the seats vibrating, 24-inch I got the Chevrolet. Hey, what you making?
Money rush, cars and clothes, cause that's how all my money rush, cars and clothes, that's how all my people rush.
Uh-huh. She ain't said 24 is not once. It's okay.
That was pretty good. I mean, that was... That's,
yeah, sure?
Yeah.
You know, it was good because she did a clean version. How about that?
No, I thought she said it.
I did the radio version.
I thought I heard it. Okay. You're gonna have to put a sense on you. All right, cousin, you did that. You getting that gas card. You gonna keep it and use it for yourself, or you gonna pass it along for somebody else?
I'm definitely using it for this big truck I got.
You driving that big body. Okay, cousin. Well, we
got
have
that big body. I need that.
That ain't don't gonna do nothing. Put a drop in that.
I
you better stop for Myron call you.
Every drop helps though. Cousin, please tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine, y'all. Don't forget to send this week.